This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Reuters reporting, a court-appointed expert released a draft of New York congressional district map on Monday. This is redistricting in New York State, the Empire State, dominated by the Democratic Party. The map, says Reuters, is far less favorable to Democrats than the original plan adopted by lawmakers. And the Reuters goes on to say, a blow to party's prospects in the November election. Harry Siegel, columnist at the New York Daily News and op-ed editor at the Daily Beast, is my guide on these extremely challenging issues of redistricting coming from the 2020 census. Harry, we've spoken of this before when, for example, Gerald Nadler, the prominent and powerful politician in New York, chiefly I think of him as a West Sider, Upper West Sider, was given a district in the original map that looked like a snake that started in the Upper West Side and wound up in, I think, Brooklyn Heights. But that's all gone. Is that correct? What's replaced it, Harry, and how did this happen?
John, long story, very short. New York passed a constitutional amendment to the state constitution saying we're going to have independent redistricting. A bunch of stuff happened, and the Democratic legislature just put out their own maps instead. Those maps looked really advantageous. You'll be stunned to hear. To Democrats, New York only ended up losing one seat in the census. There were real fears we were going to lose two. In fact, if we counted 90 more people, 9-0, we wouldn't have lost any. And we wouldn't have had to draw new maps the same way. But we did lose one. And the gerrymandered, or some people said Hochul-mandered, new maps got rejected by the courts. A special master was brought in, and he has new, extremely compact maps for these races that had already started. And suddenly a bunch of people don't live in the district they thought they were running in. Others are finding that they're sharing a congressional district with a challenging incumbent. And there is a wild game of musical chairs happening. To just tick off a few of these things, Jerry Nadler, the champ of the Upper West Side, is now in the same district as Carolyn Maloney, the longtime champ of the Upper East Side. And so these two septuagenarians, longtime political powerhouses, they both say they won't give. Maloney says, I haven't lost an election yet. I don't want to start. So they're going to face off against each other. In the meantime, the weird part of Nadler's district that extended into Brooklyn was cut off. And Bill de Blasio is saying he'd like to run there. So is Scott Stringer, the former controller, Nadler protege, and mayoral candidate, as are a whole number of local pals. In the meantime, Sean Patrick Maloney, absolutely no relation to Carolyn Maloney, right? He is the head of the DCCC. So he's the guy who's sort of deciding for the party which candidates they're going to prioritize and how. He has a district just north of the city. With this redistricting, he is in a challenging district for a Democrat to hold. And there's a bunch more challenging districts than have been the case with the previous maps. So now he says he's going to run and challenge first-term rep Mondaire Jones, who is a black progressive representing this territory just north of the city. Mondaire Jones is furious. He says Maloney didn't give me as much as a heads up. He now has to decide if he wants that very difficult primary or if potentially he wants to move a district over, which would mean another really complicated prospect in which he would be up against Jamal Bowman, who is also newly elected, is also a black progressive. These candidates are getting squeezed into each other in difficult ways. And what was already looking like a strong year for Republicans, I think, these new maps gives them the chance to have even more pickups, and potentially the control of the House nationally could be at stake in the process.
Harry, this is fresh information. Everybody's seeing this just this week. Is it written in stone?
No.
Okay. I like that. In other words, everything could change again.
But it could, but it very likely will not. So this new special master put out these maps on Monday. A judge will decide on Friday if any adjustments are in order. But they are close enough to solid that incumbent politicians are making declarations and significant plans based on these maps. I would not expect much to change on them from there. And I'd expect to see some really tough, intense primaries and then generals because of this. Because New York now has split primaries owing to this map messiness here, thanks to the Democrats in the state legislature, there's going to be a primary in June and another primary in August. I'm curious how many voters are going to show up for each one, and if voter burnout as opposed to turnout is going to play an impact in who prevails in these races.
Looking for somebody to blame, not me, but the Democratic Party. They had it all before them, right? We know that the Republicans have played redistricting games. So the Democrats had before them an opportunity to gerrymander, but in an acceptable fashion. Did they know that it was possible that their map was going to be rejected? Is there someone in charge of this? You say Hochul mandering. Was Kathy Hochul blessing that new map?
The maps the legislature created that she certainly had a hand in on Cuomo before her, like, of course, they knew there was a chance these were going to be overturned. The Court of Appeals in New York, which is the highest court, New York being an upside down place where the Supreme Court is the lowest court and the Court of Appeals is the highest court. But the Court of Appeals has seven members. All of its members are appointed by Democrats. They were hopeful that the folks would squint and find a way for this map to pass muster. That did not happen. And nationally, this is potentially really damaging for the party. There are also some furious black lawmakers. Akeem Jeffries, who now lives in the same district as Rep. Yvette Clark, said the black and Latino representation had been degraded by how these new maps split up existing communities. People are very angry at Sean Patrick Maloney as a white guy who now potentially and is supposed to be representing the party for these matters as well as himself, who now potentially is forcing two black incumbents to face off against each other. There are a lot of bad feelings out there. The Brooklyn NAACP is weighing legal action, but time is extremely short, and these maps are very unlikely to change significantly from here.
And the maps that we're looking at now, the explanation from the special master that they don't resemble classic gerrymandering. They look like somebody paid attention to the streets and the neighborhoods and said they should all be together.
They do. Just at a glance, they seem saner and clearer. That said, when you do that at a glance, bear in mind what you're doing are chopping up existing districts. And sometimes splitting existing communities. So just geographically, these are clear. For instance, the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side have always been separate congressional districts. On a map, they're right next to each other with the Central Park in between. Now that's all one district. And you have east-west bands instead of sort of north-south bands that then amble out in all directions. But the special master who put these together, he is a PhD candidate, like he's a numbers guy. And if you're trying to build maps that are handling all of these different legal standards, national ones, state ones that vary state by state, and compactness is one of the big standards, this is what you end up with. And the contrast between that map and the maps that Democrats drew to try to maximize their own advantage is visually really striking.
The Democrats now have 19 seats. Is there a number that they could fall to? Has anybody used the worst case scenario?
Yes. In a worst case scenario, I would say, they could fall down to as few as 16 seats.
Wow.
They could go from on the previous map, 4 of 4 or 3 of 4 in Long Island, down to 1 of 4. There are a lot more opportunities for Republicans now, given the pathetic state of the Republican Party in New York State and New York City. It remains to be seen if they have competent candidates,
right,
who will step up and like an organization to capitalize on the opportunities this presents.
Harry Siegel, columnist at the New York Daily News, op-ed editor at the Daily Beast. I'm John Bashner.